Back on Huskies Inside the Pack, today I'm joined with fifth-year forward Sophie Lawler. Overall, regular season winding down to the end. Overall, how has the season gone for you so far?
Yeah, I think it's gone really well. We have a bit of a interesting split of like young and old this year, but I think that we've come a long way and we've developed, and I think it's really exciting where we're sitting right now going into the final push and into playoffs, so I'm very excited.
Touching a little bit on the ice here, you usually find yourself on a line with Kate Ball and Sarah Kendall. What's it like playing with them all the time and kind of the chemistry between the three of you?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like, me and Kate have always kind of played together for the past couple of years, and I just love playing with her. She's such a good skater, such a smart player, and she's just so good at getting the puck and making smart plays, and we work really well together. And then SK, she's got an amazing shot, and she's just so smart, and it's just been awesome, like, watching her grow, and I love playing on a line with her, so I'm very fortunate to play with them.
About the dressing room, everyone that I've asked have had pretty well the same exact response. They've described it as a family in there. How much easier does that make, you know, coming to the rink for practice or workouts and actual game? You know, you get to come and there's always a smile on everyone's face. How much more does it add to having fun?
Yeah, it's a big part. And like you said, everyone mentioned it's a family, and it really is. I mean, the majority of us are living away from home, and so it's a really, really big thing. Like, this is your family when you're here. This is your support system. If you're having a bad day, people are going to know it. If you're having a good day, like, people are going to know it. So we're with each other through everything, and coming to the rink every day and having those people. And like, we have such an amazing group of girls, and I give credit to Steve. Like, every person that he recruits is not just a good hockey player, but like an amazing person. And I think that that's really special and also rare to get on a team. So we really are a family, and we're very lucky that our dressing room is that way.
And I think your captain, Kennedy, said it best, is that there's so many great leaders in that locker room, but you don't need a letter to be a leader. Now, I know you have a letter on your jersey, but, you know, you have so many leaders in that locker room. Just, does it make life at the rink that much easier? There's not one person controlling it, or you only get to ask a question to a certain player. You can bounce off of anyone in there, including yourself, with a letter.
Yeah, I think that that's been a big thing. Like I mentioned earlier, like, we have a big group of like younger players and older players, and we have so many of those older players who in like the second, third, fourth year, who like, they're leaders in their own way. And just like you said, you don't need to be wearing a letter. And I think that we just have a strong group of girls who know how like to work hard, know what's going on, know what needs to be done. And so everyone is always speaking up in the dressing room, and it's not just the same person. I think that that is a big, like, it drives the team a lot more than just one person like always speaking, because you just receive things better when it's coming from different people.
Let's go all the way back to minor hockey. You come from BC. Whereabouts in BC do you come from?
Well, I actually grew up in Edmonton, Alberta. So I only moved to BC when I was in grade 11 to go to the Okanagan Hockey Academy. But I played all of my minor hockey in St. Albert, Alberta.
And when abouts did you start playing minor hockey?
I have been playing hockey forever, so I have an older brother and an older sister, and they both played hockey. And growing up in St. Albert, my dad would build an outdoor rink in our backyard, and so I was skating since probably the same time that I could walk, because I was always just wanting to get on the ice in the backyard with my siblings. So hockey is the farthest thing back that I can remember.
And growing up, you mentioned older siblings. Was there anyone that you ever grew up idolizing? Maybe it's your older siblings, or maybe it's a favorite hockey player of yours, whether it's a professional women's player or someone in the NHL.
Yeah, so actually a really cool kind of story. When I lived in St. Albert, a couple houses down lived Megan Mickelson, who played on the women's national team. And so she used to like babysit me, and obviously I idolized her, and like, up until a couple years ago, even this year, I think she still was skating with the national team. So she's always just been like, since a young age, like, she had all the qualities that I wanted to have. Like, she always just worked so hard and was so dedicated, and I really looked up to her.
Would that be someone that you try to model your game after?
Yeah, well, she's a defense, so not so much on the ice, but off the ice, definitely just her work ethic, and she's just an amazing person, so.
Who would be a forward, I should say, that you try to model your game off of? And I guess, what kind of player type would you describe yourself? Playmaker, sniper?
Well, when I was growing up, my brother always liked Pavel Datsyuk, and so I was a big fan of Pavel Datsyuk, and he's just got really slick hands and was like kind of like me, not the fastest skater, but like can make things work anyways. And I guess I would consider myself to be like a playmaker. Like, I can make passes, but I also like to shoot the puck, so a bit of everything.
So would you say you're a Red Wings fan, or do you root for a different team?
No, I'm an Oilers fan. My parents would be very upset at me if I wasn't an Oilers fan. We had season tickets to the Oilers like growing up, so I'm a diehard Oilers fan.
What was that transition like? You kind of had a little bit of that growing up, but now you get to add school on top of it, which is very important. Not a lot of people give enough credit to you guys as a student athlete. In your final year now, has it gotten better, or was it still challenging?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always challenging. We have so much on the go, but I mean, as you get older and as you go through the years, you definitely learn how to be more efficient. And I would say that in my first couple years, like figuring out the way of studying and like doing homework that works for you is difficult. Like, I remember I would spend like hours and hours like studying, but now if I were to be asked to do the same thing, I would be able to do it a lot faster. So it definitely gets a bit easier with experience, but I mean, it's just time management, honestly.
What are you taking in school right now?
I got my business degree, so my Bachelor of Commerce last year. And then to stay eligible, I'm currently taking two certificate programs, so one in leadership and one in professional communication.
And what would be the end goal of maybe job that you would look towards after school and hockey's all done?
Well, that's a great question. I wish I knew the answer. I'm trying to figure that out. But I have a feeling right now that I do want to do something in hockey and sports. So I would love to use my business degree in the realm of sports, but I don't really have any specific ideas of what I want to do.
Back to play on the ice. Anyone that's watched a Husky game will know that and you classify yourself as a playmaker, which you are, but you also have an incredible shot, which you've probably heard numerous times. You talk about growing up on the outdoor rink. Is that where you practice, like just shooting pucks all the time to get your shot to where it is so now hard and accurate? Like one of the hardest and the most accurate shots I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I owe a lot to the outdoor rink, and my dad always said that, like, for all the hours that me and my family spent on the outdoor rink, like, I don't think you realize it at the time, like, how much those hours build up, and at the time, it's just fun, but kind of like you said, it was just lots of reps, and even still in the summer, like, it's harder now because I have to work and everything, but, like, I do make an effort to shoot pucks, and, like, I do take pride in having a good shot, and I know that it's one of my strengths, so, yeah.
And now, Nationals, obviously, hosted here. Probably not a thought right now. You know, there's still a little bit of the season, and then playoffs are a priority first. Mm-hmm. But what does it mean to have this opportunity? You get to play in your home arena, home ice, home crowd in your final year. Like, is it just the perfect script? How would you describe this opportunity?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I just remember when Steve told me that we were hosting, and I was so stunned. And like, I don't think that it's fully set in, like the experience that it's going to be. I mean, the fans, the community, the rink, being at home and being with this team, it's just going to be absolutely amazing. So there's no better way for me to end off my career at Huskies. Yeah.
And all of the marketing, all the posters that we are starting to see now, I know there's one on the parkade. I think Kate Ball's on it, and she, you know, talked about how awesome and incredible, honored she is to have that. And I know you've been included in some videos yourself. How cool is it to be looked upon? I mean, you hear Nationals and you think of see them, be them. Mm-hmm. How cool is it that, you know, they're trying to get everyone involved, but especially as a fifth year and maybe more of a well-known player? Just what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's been really special. I think that it's been amazing how much they've been putting into it, and especially like around the movement of like women's sports, like seeing them take the time to do these advertising campaigns and like make this stuff. It means a lot to us, and like it's really special because most teams don't have this, and I know that Husky Athletics is doing a really good job of that. But I think the most exciting part is just for the younger girls in Saskatoon. Like, I played boys hockey when I was growing up, and it's not often that you get female role models. Like, I was lucky enough to live right next door to one, but most other girls would have no connection with that. So I think it's just really special that they're kind of opening all those eyes of the young girls who hopefully want to do that one day, and them seeing us and being like, oh wow, like there are people doing it, so I can do it too. So yeah, it's really special.
I don't think you could have said it any better. I mean, that was kind of how I was going to end off with the last question here. Every home game, so many young female hockey players in attendance, they get to meet you guys in the dressing room. And someone touched upon where, you know, they may not know us, know our names, but they see an older girl playing hockey and it just excites them. You skate with them on the ice. I know there's some on the ice helping practice right now. As they look at you and everyone else on the team as an idol, and now you get to take it a step further at Nationals. How is that feeling?
Yeah, I just wish that I had that when I was younger, because I can only imagine. But I think that if that were me growing up and I saw that, like, that would be the only thing that I'd want to do. And like you said, like, they might not even know our names, but just having something to look up to and being like, wow, like, we're actually able to do that is just, I think it's amazing. And like, I love seeing how many girls there are in hockey now, and the minor hockey in Saskatoon is just blowing up. Like, I'm coaching a U13 AA team, and like, they finally have two now, and it's just so exciting. Like, there's so many girls who want to play, and it's really awesome for us. And like, obviously the Huskies program, it's like we're developing girls who are probably going to play for this team one day, so it's really cool.
If the season hasn't been fun yet, it will definitely pick up with the end of the regular season, playoffs, and Nationals. Sophie, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with the rest of your season and Nationals.
Thank you for having me.